In Philadelphia, a jury has cleared reputed mob boss Joseph Skinny Joey Merlino and six associates of murder charges. Mr. Merlino and his co-defendants were convicted of racketeering and extortion. The historic trial pitted Mr. Merlino against the former head of organized crime in Philadelphia and southern New Jersey, the highest-ranking mobster ever to turn state's evidence. George Anastasia is covering the story for the Philadelphia Inquirer, and he joins us on the line from Philadelphia. Thanks for being with us.
Sure, thank you.
Joseph Merlino was also cleared of drug trafficking by the jury. Were you surprised by these verdicts?
No, I mean, I sat through the 15-week trial, and the government evidence to support the murder charges in particular was weak. It was Ralph Natale's uncorroborated testimony and very little else. And I think the jury basically rejected Natale.
Well, as you mentioned, he was the government's prize witness. He is the former mob boss who had already served a long sentence in prison and had officially renounced organized crime. Why didn't the jury believe him?
Well, two things. One, there was very little in the way of evidence to back up what he said. And two, Natale had pled guilty to murder and drug trafficking charges and was looking at a life sentence. And basically, the defense argued this guy is using Merlino as his get-out-of-jail-free card.
So the uncorroborated testimony of a co-conspirator.
Exactly. You know, and it's also, I think, possibly the jury is sending a message to the government. When you look at what's happened with people like Sammy Gravano, what's happened in Boston with the FBI and some cooperating witnesses, maybe it's time to start questioning, you know, how far do you go when you make a deal with the devil?
Well, as your coverage of the trial was printed in the papers, you said that a murder conviction would have effectively killed off organized crime in Philadelphia and southern New Jersey. Does this verdict, though, give the mob a second wind?
Well, it certainly gives Merlino and his associates a light at the end of the tunnel. But I think it was clear from this trial that these guys are still targets. There are ongoing investigations, and you know they're always going to be looking over their shoulder, even if they get out of jail in 2 or 3 years on these charges.
Mm. In these cases, there are always questions about whether somebody might try to influence members of the jury. How do they protect against that?
This was an anonymous jury, and they were sequestered during the deliberations. No one had access, and they were constantly under the care of the U.S. Marshals. So I think there was very little indication that there was any attempt to influence anybody here.
Now, after the verdict was handed down, what was Mr. Merlino's response?
He's still in custody, but he smiled, he waved to family members, and he gave kind of a thumbs up as he was led out of the courtroom.
He was a very popular figure in Philadelphia, was he not?
A celebrity gangster, and that's another aspect of all of this. I think the government targeted him as much for what they thought he did as for who he was. I mean, he very much got under their skin because of his flamboyance. Joey Merlino, when he was on the top of his game, used to give turkeys in the projects in Philadelphia. He was our John Gotti, you know, the one celebrity gangster of South Philadelphia. When he went to a Flyers or a Phillies game, people would come up and ask for autographs. It was different here in Philadelphia. We've never had a mob figure who comported himself that way.
Guy who had that, taste?
Well, taste, style, or flamboyance, depending on where you're sitting, you know. I mean, but yeah, that's one of the things that happened. And the government, I think, got very fed up with his attention, his celebrity. I seriously believe that. That was a part of the decision to make a deal with Natale. You know, you make a deal with a boss to get the underboss, which is what Merlino was. It's unprecedented. It would be like making a deal with John Gotti to get Sammy Gravano. It doesn't happen. But it happened here, and I think part of the reason was the FBI really had Joey in its sights, and they wanted Joey more than they wanted Natale.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
George Anastasia is a reporter for the Philadelphia Inquirer and the author of 3 books on the mob. He spoke with us from Philadelphia.